naked in the other. Okay? In anger, so much as that I have, I don't know, verse 8, the man of God says to the king, if thou wilt give me, Have your household not go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread or drink water from this place. The mouth there is holy, and he went shall his land, but put no enemy with these people. Verse 11, 11 now, there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, his son Kenneth, showing all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. The word we had spoken to the king, and they go off to the prophet. Now, the man of God and the old prophet, okay? I think everybody knows the story. Look at verse 15. And he said to him, come home with me, and eat bread. And he said, I will not return with thee till the time was. So go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For in the spirit of me, by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor short turn again to go out of the place. Now, the soul of my spirit, just like the Bible tells us, by everything that came here, it was holy. But what happened? He said, what he said? No. He said to him, I am a prophet, also a thou art. And the angel spake to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring it back with thee, and to thy house, and eat bread and drink water. Are you lying to me? So he's lying to me. The Lord already told him, I'm going to take this one to church, I'm not going to get it all up. So he went back with him, and he said, he bred his house and had water. Now, the cult of no man, no prophet lied to him. And I'll be not even looking around, it's just not believing. It's just like the word of the Lord. It's different than man, he talked to him. Now, this is their ignorance. Just like over, we'll get back to that. Look over in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. The Bible speaks. Of the righteousness of being in the parish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. But this God of God shall send a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. This is what this man did. He believed a lie that they all might be convinced that there is not the truth. But have pleasure in the righteousness. He did that, and he was condemned for it. He believed a lie. That's what Jesus said. I believe a lie, and I ask for a better chance to make it, because I think that's a lie. There's a way to sanctify the man. He deserved the life of death. And he was condemned because of it. There's another example, Galatians 2, 13, 15. As a matter of fact, every example of the Bible will make you a sinner. Every one of them, they were condemned. There's not one that says they were forgiven. He says they can't be forgiven. He talks about Psalm 19, verse 12, and he says that, well, that he can imagine that he can look out for the future and say, maybe one day I'll do what's necessary to be forgiven. Well, can you imagine that about Jesus? Can you imagine when Jesus said, Father, forgive him for the hell out of sin? Can you imagine him looking into the future? Whenever I have to do something later on, you can't change it. Let me ask you this. You look at it, did he have to make the conditions that satisfied with it? And I look at this 4:22, which says, if a ruler of the people were going to stand for it, it's like a murderer of nobody and pray it off and make that condition. You think he had to do that? Well, the Bible contradicts itself. And he talks about how that not every place will affect the people, you know, in every instance, and say they had to know, learn about it. Well, I never said they didn't have to learn about it. But by half the time, I would say this. When they knew about it, they would all stop. But now, they just didn't say that. There has no justice that's being there for you right now. They don't know that. It's obvious. If you don't bring an offering for your sin, you have to know your sin is sin. Otherwise, I would tell you, bring the offering. He said, Luke 23, 34 was different. It's not different than that. My point wasn't whether or not the person himself has nothing to do with who was doing the first. My point is, you can say, please forgive me for your sin. Still mean, somebody's going to have to meet the conditions. You know, later on. That was my point. You know, just saying that's different. That makes a difference. You said you didn't pray without conditions. You know, you never said not without conditions. But I'm not saying you can pray without any conditions. You may be a person who walks alive at one condition, but there are other conditions. I'm not saying you pray without any conditions, but you may also show one or not. And you take the Psalms 19, 12, you may also go to school without that condition. You have to meet that condition. You're saying they make plans without meeting the condition laid out in the Bible. He says, if he did not believe one thing, which is not a lie. But I tell you, 1 John 2, verse 10, there's no occasion of stumbling in the person that walks in the light. I gave that. That's an example of talking to Christians. I said, how he's supposed to walk, for he is of him, and Jesus. Okay? I gave those passages. You never gave the passage that shows those things in the light. Not one. Let me ask you about Simon, okay? Simon the Sorcerer, how many sins did he commit? Because all he's about to get to God was he was a Christian. Was he a candle light? Was he in the dog of bitterness, the bond of iniquity? You're saying that one sin doesn't push out of the light, and sometimes you say that a sin of ignorance doesn't push out of the light. And if it was one sin of willfulness push out of the light, you know, how many sins does it take? That they witness statement. Well, how would you ever make any distinction? First, you kind of heard because you kind of sinned. Once you kind of heard, well, still, you're preaching your sin. Okay? Now, I'm very Thank you.